Now, electric cars, are you considering buying an electric car? Well, the government wants you to consider it and have made a decision to at least set up a pilot program to increase the amount of money available for grants for buying an electric car to €8,500. People with petrol and diesel cars that are more than 13 years old will be eligible for grants of €8,500 to purchase a new electric vehicle under a state scrappage scheme. Minister for Transport Dara O'Brien briefed the cabinet meeting yesterday about the pilot scheme and put updates as well to the existing EV grant scheme. The price cap under that scheme, which provides a €3,500 grant to those purchasing an electric vehicle, is set to fall from 60,000 to 50,000 from the 31st of July. The Department of Transport is keen to promote the purchase of small and medium-sized vehicles rather than larger and more expensive models. So they've changed that parameter. There has been a sharp increase in the numbers of electric vehicles being purchased this year, and they're being told, and we're being told, that's going to exhaust the existing scheme. So an additional €30 million has been put to that scheme from the state's Climate Action Fund. The scrappage scheme will be operated on a pilot basis from next month and will continue until a €10 million fund runs out. The owners of petrol and diesel cars aged 13 years and above will be able to secure grants of €5,000 for the scrappage and a further €3,500 towards a new electric vehicle. It will operate on a first-come, first-served basis until the funds run out. And if it does prove popular, sources are indicating that a broader scheme would be introduced next year. It's understood that the majority of the fund will be ring-fenced for rural areas where there's a higher dependency on cars owing to a lack of public transport options. That's what's on the menu, and obviously more details are needed in relation to this situation with regards to that. With me on the line, talking about it from the industry's point of view, is Tim Kelleher of Kelleher's Toyota in Tralee. Tim, good morning to you and thanks for taking time to talk to me about this. What's your overall good view morning, of what's you? Been announced, first of all, Tim?
I think this is, before I start, I go on radio in the Gaelic, I got a couple of fuckle about cars, you know, and I had to look up on Gaelic in our scrappage this morning because scrappage is back. And the Gaelic for scrappage is scrappage. So at least we got that.
Very good.
At least that's
very
clear
good.
Anyway for starters. It's scrappage. But no, I think this is an excellent step forward. I think it's long awaited, and it is a little bit of a surprise. It was a little bit of a curveball. It's not something that maybe was muted or was expected, but it is very welcome. And there are lots of little details about it, but most of the details I would suggest are okay. I think they're doable. You know, it's not going to suit every customer in every pocket, but I think overall it has to be seen as a very, very positive. And one particular aspect of it which I particularly like, and something I remember going, I think on the radio years ago when the EVs began to surface and they've gone through very turbulent times maybe in the recent past. Well, yeah. I one thing I said is there's no point giving grants to fellas in Dublin, stockholders and stock shareholders or stock, whatever, bankers in Dublin buying EVs for 80, 90 grand. That's irrelevant. What we have to do is you have to focus on the Joe Soap, on the local customer in the rural areas where that's where the focus and that's where the growth, and as well as that, that's where the bulk of the usage, because like if you're in Dingle, you've come into Tralee, it's 30 km, whereas you're in Dublin, you might have to drive only 10 to 15 km to your work. And that's where the usage of fuel and the transition from the traditional fossil fuel in the ICE vehicles, which are internal combustion engines, to hybrids, plug-in hybrids and electrics is most necessary.
Yeah, and that's where it's needed. And it's been, at least on this pilot basis for €10 million, it's been targeted away from the cities, the majority of it, into rural areas where people don't have the options of a Lewis or a Dart or a train or as many buses as they'd like.
Correct, yeah, because I suppose you are looking at 2,000 vehicles, right? Because you divide the ten mil by the grant, so it's 2,000 vehicles. 2,000 cars is 2,000 cars. It's not a massive amount. You know what I mean? That maybe I would be surprised if that wasn't extended. But it's okay too. You know, this will be used and it will be very successful. And in fairness to the government, it's only fair they put in a certain amount and they put a threshold limit on it and they will tweak it. But I would probably suggest, however, that there might need to be tweaking it too much, and we'll see how it goes. The tweak may obviously be an extension of the fund, and maybe the decrease in the age, potentially, of the scrappage vehicle, because the car does have to be scrapped, Gerry. It does need a scrap cert. And yeah. And I suppose there will be a lot of 2013 cars which are 13 years old, which would be of which the value would be greater than a lot greater than the scrappage value, you know. But yeah. on the main, it's very positive, and the rural aspect of it particularly. The cities have enough going on with their public transport and all that. And as I say, the usage, the rural usage is far greater anyway in terms of car usage and road usage, you know. So, very positive.
Yeah, if you're targeting things on that level, then you might as well target in that area to try and get as many emissions off your system as you can. The change also, Tim, made to the 60,000 to 50,000, a cap put on the grants, targeting maybe at middle range, perhaps maybe electric cars.
That's it, because if you have a customer buying an EV for 70 or 80 grand, they can well afford it, as the man says. And number two, it could very well be a company purchase, right? Whereas a chap wanting to buy a car for 30 grand, wanting an EV car for 30, or buying a car for 30,000 euro, irrespective of what engine type it used, that's their own money, that's their own earning bobs, you know, and that's all the more important. It's so much more important that you look after the private customer who's using his car or her car on a daily basis with the kids or with the football or to go to work. You know, that's where I feel that's one of the great positives that I feel that this is so worthwhile, that it's the private purchaser, and that in this country and in this county, it's the private customer is 95%, 96%, 97% of the buying public. So that's very much to be welcomed.
Yeah, it certainly is. Tim, the wider sense of the industry and sales, how are they going? Some startling figures out recently in relation to electric car sales, up 115% in May, according to the SIMI, the biggest selling engine type in May, according to new figures, out 2,335 new electric cars registered in that month.
115%. Actually, that's nothing. We were up to 160% in Kelleher's anyway, Gerry, right?
Really?
With our Toyota. But yeah. Like, you see, for us, if I put on my own hat for a minute, Toyota were the first into the electric type of concept with hybrid. In 2001, Kelleher sold our first hybrid, which was a semi and is a semi-electric car. So obviously things have evolved and evolved dramatically over the past 5 or 6 years. That's something we very much welcome. We still offer a hybrid model, which you don't charge. We offer a plug-in hybrid, which you do charge if you want to, but you don't have to. And we offer an EV model, which is, we have a number of EV models. But that's good, because it went through a turbulent, the whole EV market went through very turbulent times.
Yeah.
Maybe three, four years ago. And that was due to global stuff, we'll call it, right? It was due to manufacturers not understanding what a car market is and what it is to sell a car to a private customer, which is number one, is aside from the initial price, the number one is, what is that car worth after 2 years? What is that car worth after 3 years? And that's the cornerstone of the industry, to be honest with you, right? And some brands are different and better than others and all that. And what are the running costs? So those two elements are the two most important aspects of purchasing a car. And I think the depreciation went through a torrid time over a number of years, and the market spoke, and the customer spoke, and that's the inevitability of an open market. That, however, has I suppose flattened, and has now begun to recover. And the customer, the customer out there, was considering buying a used EV, which is critical to the volume success of an EV of any. Car product is the used value, and that's beginning to, the confidence is coming back in the customer. Like, for instance, Toyota. If you buy a new Toyota EV, you get 1 million kilometres of a battery warranty, right? So that's confidence. So that's, you know, we didn't have that a number of years ago. We do now. We give a million buffers. We will guarantee your car for a million kilometres. So that type of thing. And other brands have similar enough, similar enough type. And that's important. So the confidence is there. But at the same time, there's also hybrid options, and there are also plug-in hybrid options. I think the inevitability is that the ICE option, which is a petrol or diesel on its own, that has had its I wouldn't say quite it had its day, but like we haven't sold a diesel car in seven years. We have not sold a diesel new car in 7 years, and we see huge benefits.
So the landscape is changing from that point of view. There are still concerns, obviously, in the wider context over the number of charging points. The latest figure I saw was 54 publicly available charging points. And a listener makes that point and says, look, I'm in Milltown. Very little, if no, charger for miles in Killorglin, Killarney being the nearest.
Right.
First come, first serve, only marketing plot. Yeah. And I bet the 5,000 will be added to the price of a new car. What would you say to those concerns then?
I give you a quick example. I went to Dublin in an EV a couple of weeks ago, and I said I would visit a lot of charging points on the way up. I didn't have to, by the way. I would have got up no problem. I didn't have to charge my Toyota, but I said I would call to four or five random charging points on the way up, and went into one place, of course, and it said on the map there was a charging point. There was no charging point, right? So I continued my search, and I found a supermarket in a certain town up in the Midlands. Drove into the supermarket, into the car park, to have two charging points. One, there was a diesel van parked in one, right? And your man sitting in it having his lunch. And believe it or not, there was a Tesla unplugged in another one, right? Your man had his Tesla parked in the charging point, and he wasn't even charging it, right? And
he
was charging my car, and I was there going, it wasn't even charging it. So there is the infrastructure needs to improve, which it will.
There is home charging, of course, as well, which is the bulk of charging is done through home chargers for electric cars.
You have to get a home charger. You charge it overnight, and there's a €300 grant for that. It's somewhere between the net cost is somewhere between maybe 1,000 and 1,300 net after the grant. But that's a must. You know, it is a must realistically and practically, and particularly from a financial point of view, it's an absolute must because you charge your car slowly, which is the way, you know, you need to charge your car a lot of the time at a lower, cheaper rate.
Yeah, and that's part of it.
Substantially cheaper than. Yeah.
Do you see the bigger charging? Sorry, you go on, Tim.
If and when you do pull into the public charging points along the motorway system, and we have obviously a number here in Kelleher's and Rathaus, we have the fastest charging point in the county at 150 kilowatts. Expensive, so you just have to factor that in. But that's an inevitability. But it's a mixture. You'd want to be using that at a minimum, and using your own domestic charger at home the vast majority of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Will the grants, do you think, push up the price?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. One area, the use value, obviously, of the use value is out. In fact, the use value, that's a very interesting point from my point of view. Again, as I said previously, the use value of a product in my business is critical to the success of my business, right? Any motor business. Will it affect that? I'm not too sure. Will it affect the new price? I would doubt it. I would say that it may have the opposite. I'd say that the manufacturers will come on board. You know, I think most manufacturers will see this as an opportunity, and I think an opportunity to drive volume sales, by the way, rather than an opportunity on the price points. That would be my thinking.
And if more people are sold, if more electric cars are sold, if the increase continues, you'll have a bigger used market, which should have a positive effect from the consumer on the prices in that market as well. If there's more on the road, more being used, absolutely, more second-hand cars, that should have an impact.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So the market, however, will dictate. And I suppose the timing of it is timely, excuse the pun, because you have the big selling period now in 2.62, and we're very much gearing up towards that. It changes the dynamic from a marketing point of view for a lot of the manufacturers. See, where are they going to pitch this and how do they pitch it? Because it is 2,000 cars, right? So it's not an awful lot of cars. So a lot of brands, a lot of manufacturers have have the cars ordered, right? And they can't, you know, these cars are coming from all over the world. You can't click your fingers and suddenly order another 1,000 cars to be in, you know, within a certain time. So there's all of that to play out with. But anyway, that's the motor trade. I'm sure we'll just have at it.
And we'll battle on.
We'll battle on, and we would hope that that would be extended in some shape or form. But irrespective of that, we welcome it anyway.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thanks a million for giving us your view on it on the programme this morning. Good luck with the work that continues in Kelleher's Toyota in Tralee. And thanks for giving us your view this morning.
Slán.
That's Tim Kelleher there, who's confirmed. Oscailge scrappage means scrappage. Same word. And it'll be a lot more usage over the next couple of weeks and months. 2,000 cars, small to start with, €10 million fund. Will it be increased? Coming from the Climate Action Fund as well, which is paid for by the carbon tax. So that's one of the concrete ways in which that flows through from there. A lot of discussion and anger and concern over carbon taxes on fuel and all of those things. Anyway, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666.